Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, it was senior night for Siuslaw volleyball last night, and the lone senior, Kaya Blake, stepped up for the match against Cottage Grove. It was a tight first game, with Cottage Grove taking it 23-25, but the next three sets, the Vikings pressed forward and fought tough to take them 25-22, 25-21, and 27-25. Coach Ashley Cole said that Kaya Blake had the final kill on the final point of the match, which she said was fitting for the senior to go out like that. Desiree Tapua had 24 kills in the match. The Vikings end the season with a winning record of 6-4. Viking cross country was a big winner yesterday at the Sky-M Championships, with six of the top nine runners all wearing Viking blue. Chad Hughes led the attack, finishing first with a time of 17:10:60, followed by Sam Ulrich, Kyle Hughes, and Jackson Jensen in the top four slots, leading the boys to a league championship. The girls also won their place in the Sky-M League Championships with five top 10 runners. Junior Riley Colton finished second behind Junction City's Annika Thompson. Colton had a time of 20:06:40. Brea Blankenship finished fifth, Gracie Freudenthal finished seventh, and Jane Locature and Corduroy Holbrook finished out the top 10. This evening, beginning at 6:45 on Coast Radio, KCST, the Siuslaw Vikings will be taking on Junction City in football at home. There are about 100 tickets available for the game this evening and can be purchased at the Siuslaw High School website. The Oregon State Beavers led the Utah Utes 4-2 after five innings that would be all the scoring they would need to defeat the Utes. There was an offensive spark in the top of the ninth as the Utes attempted a comeback, but the Beavers held them to one run and took the opening game of the series 4-3. The Beavers are back on the field this evening at 5 p.m. and can be heard on KCFM. The Oregon Ducks defeated New Mexico State in their series opener 5-0 with three pitchers contributing to the shutout. Game 2 from PK Park will be this evening at 4 p.m. That's Coast Radio Sports for Friday, April 2nd, 2021.